am so overjoyed because I have Everard cast me not on the phone, not on a Zoom call.
Nope.
But right in the studio. Hey.
It's good to see you. You know, you had mentioned that when we first saw each other that you almost wanted to cry. I felt the same way because while we've seen each other through the TV, through Zoom, and through text, we've been able to keep in touch. There's something different about seeing somebody in the flesh and in person. And it's been far too long.
It has been so long. It just seems like this thing keeps dragging and dragging.
Trust me, I know.
But at the same time, you know, just being close to somebody that you know and love and to be able to actually see them, it's just almost like those videos that you see with a parent coming home.
Yeah,
and
it's
surprising
like a homecoming.
Their kids. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So welcome home.
Thank you. It's good to be back here with the station that I know and love and my whole family listens to.
I know.
Not just on Sunday mornings,
I
mind
see.
You.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? It's a 24/7 thing.
I love that you often have told me that your sons sing some of the songs that they hear.
They do. And it's so heartwarming because, you know, train up a child.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents raised me on Christian and gospel music, and to be able to pass that down to my children in a way that they want to be a part of, you know, not just listening to older songs that they can't relate to. I mean, you guys play some bops on here, you know?
Yeah, I do.
That they love and they enjoy. And it'll be interesting too, because then my kids will say to me, hey, can you play this song by this artist? And I'm like, I don't remember that, but they are paying attention, and
yes,
they also are seeing on the dashboard what the song is, and they remember.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Last year, we were talking about your new baby on the way, and you had a big project that was going on, but now she's here.
She is here, and she's 7 months old now. Can you believe that?
Gosh.
7 months old, she's sitting up, and just last night, I remember we had a little play sword that was on the other end of the living room. And I saw her crawl for the first time over to go get it. And I wanted to post that on social media, but I was like, nobody cares. It's just, you know, your baby crawling for the first time.
I care because I just have to live through social media with so many things.
Yeah.
But that is so exciting.
Yep.
So every time that you come on the air with me, you have something very special going on. And you intertwine this with your music. Now, everybody knows you as an anchor on Local 4, but also you have this second career as a singer,
yeah,
and writer, and you're doing some great things.
Absolutely. And, you know, I found that it's very important to be able to give back. So I'm releasing my third album, which the title song from that album is called Blessed, which I know you're going to love. But the city of Detroit has shown so much love to me for my music. I always want to do something to give back. And so with this new album, I have announced a $30,000 donation to the Triangle Society and Cass Tech High School students.
I'm super excited
about that, just because they've been just such a pivotal part of not just the city of Detroit, but my career as a news anchor here in Detroit and the stories that I've been able to cover there and just watching these kids thrive. And I want to make sure that I continue with that. I'm an honorary Cass Tech alumni, by the way.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And do you get a chance to see some of the kids go from, you know, maybe ninth grade to graduation at this point?
Absolutely. And some of them are doing really big things. I remember one of the first times I interviewed a student at Cass Tech High School. That student is now on Raising Kanan on Stars, an actor in a major TV show on a national network.
See, that's what it's all about then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're being able to give back to your high school.
Yep.
And help them as they've helped you. That's
Absolutely.
What it's all about.
Absolutely.
Well, tell me a little bit about the fundraiser that you're having.
So,
an album release.
Yes. So it's a concert fundraiser. It's on October 30th and tickets are going very, very fast. They're free. And I'm presenting the principal of Cass Tech, the superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools Community District, and the CEOs of the Triangle Society, which is a nonprofit that benefits Cass Tech students and supports them through their high school education.
Yes.
Presenting them with this $30,000 check.
Yeah.
And then people that are coming to this free concert, this free live concert, will have a chance to also donate any money that they want by purchasing some of the merchandise that we have there. So different CDs of mine, all three albums that I have. You've got T-shirts, mugs, and all kinds of other stuff that will go, a portion of the proceeds will go to benefit this nonprofit as well.
Last year you had the masks.
Yes, and those will be there for sale as well.
You still need them.
Yeah, Ain't that the truth? We didn't think that we would. By this point, but as long as they're still needed, they're still available.
Absolutely.
And you can purchase one, use one, and then also know that you're benefiting Castaic High School.
I love it. Tell me about Blessed.
Blessed is a song that comes from the heart. It is a song that has a very true meaning behind it. And when you listen to it, you'll hear the meaning. I'm pretty transparent in the song.
Yeah.
But it is about my journey in music and knowing that this is a one-way journey, mm-hmm. looking up. And I don't have to worry about what's going on over here, because
yeah.
I am blessed. Mm-hmm. And when you listen to the lyrics of the song, I wanted people to be able to resonate with that. So you'll hear the choir singing in the song that you are blessed. But then I changed the lyrics to say, I am blessed. Because, you know, people like to sing along in their car.
Sure.
And I want this to be sort of an anthem that whenever you're going through anything hard, you can put this song on and remind yourself, you don't have to look to what's going on over here with this person and the promotion that you may should have gotten, that you think that you should have gotten, or the audition that you should have nailed and the part that you should have gotten. But focus on yourself, because you are blessed, and the lane that God has for you is the lane that you're supposed to be in.
Ooh.
So just focus on that. And it tells my story.
Evrod is preaching.
I've been working so hard on this music, and I am blessed. Say I am. Say I am. Say I am. I am blessed.
In the studio with Evrod Cassamy, that is Blessed.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that, you know, just transparent, we've been going through a lot of stuff within my family,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of things that would just completely knock you off your square and has knocked me off my square and many of my family members. But one of the things that my niece says, she goes, well, I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she just says it, you just, because it's real.
Yeah,
it is real when you look at, yeah, you know, we've been going through a lot of trials and tribulations. However, you look to your left, you look to the right, and
yep.
you see other things that are going on, and you listen to the other stories, and you're like, whew,
mm-hmm.
okay, God.
Yeah, and I want you to know, too, and this, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, my family has kept you in our prayers.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know how much you continuously share outside of our text messages and our conversations, but I want you to know that we lift you up in prayer. You are a part of our family.
Thank you.
Even when we're just listening to you on the radio, and your struggles, your trials and tribulations through life, your successes are absolutely incredible. And I love when my kids can tune in and say, you know, that's Randy Miles.
Oh, that just makes me feel so good. So tell everybody again, this is a free event.
It's a free event.
On the 30th.
On the 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Imagine Theater. And the tickets are free. All you have to do is go to evrodcassamy.com to register, and then we will see you there.
And make sure that you do that today so you don't miss out. And can they get your music now?
Yes. The new album is called E3. It comes out on October 29th, the day before the
okay.
album release party. And you can pre-order it right now on iTunes or
Fantastic.
Pre-save it on Spotify and Apple Music right by going to evrodcassamy.com.
And keep watching him on social media, too. I love your posts. I love watching your family. You could put anything you want. I'm like, love buttons.
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
Evrod Cassamy, y'all, on the Detroit Praise Network.